my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. For the recording date of Sunday, March the 9th, 2014, I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari movement for freedom, justice, and equality. The kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven right here, right now on this earth. The kingdom and queendom of Islam. Salam. Shalom. The waters of noon. That ground zero original reality of the universe, peaceful and tranquil. And so our actions are to bring us all back to peace, back to tranquility, the waters of noon. So we are to hear, we are to even perceive the sense of what Yahushua is saying. To further on the definition of hear, any man hear, any human being hear, to hear something. To perceive by the ear what is announced in one's presence. To get by hearing, learn. So we are to learn of Yahushua, the principles of Yahushua, and learn of the work of liberation, liberating the human family that is associated with Yahushua. A thing comes to one's ears, to find out, to learn, to give ear to a teaching or a teacher to comprehend and understand. So Yahushua wants us to comprehend and understand who we are and our identity in the universe, and understand that our mission is the same mission of Yahushua, and that mission is wrapped up in the definitions of the word Yahushua: health, wealth, prosperity, liberation, deliverance, and vengeance if we do not get up and stand up and do the work of Yahushua. If any man hear my voice, the word voice, let's hear the pronunciation in the European Greek.
Strong's G 5456. Phoné. Phoné.
Phoné. Greek side 5456. Now this word is feminine. So human family, raise up that feminine side of ourselves. That feminine side of the human family needs to listen to the voice. And that voice, okay, now remember the door was feminine. The door to the human family was feminine. Now this voice of Yahushua is feminine. So Yahushua has tapped into his feminine attributes and characteristics, and the voice of Yahushua is feminine. This is the feminine voice speaking to us. So we have to hear the feminine. We have to hear the feminine characteristics of the universe. We have to hear the feminine attributes of the universe. Many men have a problem listening to women. Many men have a problem listening to females. We should not have that problem. See, when we go into the definitions of the words and even go into the part of speech that is associated with the words that we are looking at, we are forced to deal with certain prejudices that we may have. As we have just said, many men do not want to listen to women, do not want to listen to females, do not want to listen to the sacred and divine feminine. In the church, in the mosque, in the cathedral, they frown on women preachers, women pastors. In the synagogue also, women are rabbis, women bishops, and women leaders. They want women only relegated to the positions that have traditionally been created for women. But the voice of Yahushua is the feminine voice. When you hold the woman down, you are holding the voice of Yahushua down. You are holding down that mechanism that Yahushua is using to speak to us. Is it not the reality that in the African Hebrew language, Spirit is feminine? So Holy Spirit is our mother, for she is feminine. One of her titles is Wisdom, Kakmoth 2454 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. And wisdom is that feminine power, force, and voice that calls to us to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. And Ma'at is feminine, and she is that representation of truth, justice, righteousness, balance, reciprocity in ancient Kemet, Egypt. So when Yahushua is speaking and his voice is the voice of the feminine, this means that Yahushua has studied the sacred and divine feminine. Yahushua has studied Mother, Holy Spirit, Ruachah, Kadosh. Yahushua has studied Ma'at, truth, justice, righteousness, balance, reciprocity. Yahushua has studied that word in the European Greek that is care, that is one of the etymological root words of Christos, where we get our English Christ. And that word care is the European Greek equivalent to Ma'at. In the Greek, she is defined as that feminine power that went into creation, that upholds creation, that represents the power of the Most High, that is in your and my hands, that controls the destinies of men and women, that is the punisher when we go against the principles of life, living, and existing. So Yahushua has studied the sacred and divine feminine, and the voice of Yahushua is the voice of the feminine. And so the definitions of this word phoné are a sound, a tone of inanimate things as musical instruments. So let's say inanimate things. They say that there are things in the universe that are dead and inanimated, such as instruments, a horn, saxophone, so on and so forth. But when we understand that there is nothing dead in the universe, that all are animated and alive with the atom called atoms, broken down into protons, neutrons, and electrons, so all are alive. The whole universe is a living and breathing entity. And when we listen to the feminine voice in the universe coming to us like music, we must get in tune with the music of the universe. Get in tune with the womb, W-O-M-B, the womb of the universe. Get in tune with the birthing process of the universe. And do not think that the sacred and divine masculine is left out. Because in order that there may be life, there must be the union of the sacred and divine masculine with the sacred and divine feminine, so that there may be the propagation of life. So there is no such thing as an inanimate object. The whole of the universe is alive as a living and breathing soul. Even the Quran in chapter 6 talks about how we were brought into being from a single, let me go ahead and just quote it. Everything ties together. Verse 99 of chapter 6 in the Holy Quran. And he it is, Allah, the waters of noon, who brought you into being from a single soul. Then there is for you a resting place and a repository. Indeed, we have made plain the signs for a people who understand, a people who hear, a people who perceive, a people who understand the sense of what is said, the feeling of what is said. This single soul that we all come from is the Atum, is the waters of noon. A soul is alive. A soul is animated. A soul is not inanimate, but is living and breathing. And we all come from one soul, the oneness of the Most High under the title Allah in the Quran, and Allah represents the waters of noon in the womb of Nanet. And this is the single soul, the single essence, the single reality, the single animated soul that we come from, because that those waters of noon were alive with life, for they represent the seed of life, germ of life, that we would call sperm in human reality. These waters alive and animated in the womb of Nanette. And so that feminine voice in the universe wants to mother us, wants to give birth to us, wants that we come to birth and come into being, into our real, true, animated self. A voice, a sound of uttered words, speech, language, and tongue. These are other definitions of the words voice. And so, learning languages, learning Spanish, or learning Portuguese, or learning Swahili, or learning English, or learning the Jewish language, or learning the Muslim language, or learning the Krishna language, or learning the Christian language, or learning Zoroaster language, or learning the indigenous religious language. Learn the language of various regions and peoples and tribes, and hear the sacred divine feminine voice in the universe telling us to get up and to stand up. And so the root of that word voice is this word.
Strong's G 5316. Fino. Fino.
This is a verb that is defined as to bring forth into the light. To bring forth, you could mean to give birth to, okay? That birth process, the cutting out of ourselves out of the very fabric of the Most High in the universe. We are light beings. We are able to conduct and transmit light, conduct and transmit truth, so that we may see and understand. Other definitions of this word, which is the root to the word that is voice in the European Greek, to cause to shine. Now that word cause, see, the first law of science is cause and effect. And the cause of the universe is the Most High. And the mechanism of the Most High is the voice of the Most High that creates sound waves and light waves. So we're always dealing with waves and vibrations and energy. And we're back to E equals MC squared. And we're back to energy as spirit. Spirit as energy. Spirit is the cause of the universe. Energy, which is spirit. And spirit, which is energy, is the cause of the universe. And the Most High is the cause of the voice. And the Most High is the cause of the vibrations and the energy and the spirit. And the Most High is the cause of the light. And so we, as light beings, are supposed to be bringing forth light and causing light to shine. And so we are supposed to give examination to everything under the sun, ourselves, our spirit, mind, body, and soul. Shed light on ourselves so that we may understand ourselves, how we function spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically as individuals. Then use that same power of conducting and transmitting light by examining systems, examining institutions, examining governments, examining the earth, examining the universe, so that we may see and understand how to overcome this system and eliminate the corruption out of ourselves, out of the systems, out of government, out of institutions, out of the earth, and out of the universe. This verb, which is to shine, is also, and it's, this verb is the root of the word voice in the European Greek. This word is also defined as shed light, to shine, to be bright or resplendent, to become evident, to be brought forth into the light, to come to view, to appear. And so I'm thinking of current events and current affairs. And in the Ukraine, there were snipers that were shooting and killing people. And the media immediately blamed it on the Yanukovych government. Mrs. Nuland, a high state official in the state's office, in the Secretary of State's office of the United States, was conversing with the United States ambassador in the Ukraine, discussing how to overthrow the Yanukovych government, because he would not go along with the International Monetary Fund, World Bank, World World Trade Organization and NATO and rape and destroy his people. Yeah, he's corrupt, but he wasn't that corrupt. He wanted to yet be friends with Russia and receive the benefits of wealth and resources from Russia, and in turn give savings to his people in the Ukraine so they are not destroyed because of high gas and oil prices. So the United States, the European Union, the World Bank, World Trade Organization, International Monetary Fund, House of Rothschild did not like Jan Kanowicz. So they orchestrated a coup and brought in fascists, sisters and brothers. See, what are we doing? We are shedding light on politics, shedding light on systems, shedding light on government, shedding light on institutions, because we want to eliminate the corruption from the earth, eliminate the corruption from ourselves. What would make these poor working class people turn into fascists? And if you check the history of Ukraine, there was a faction of fascists who supported Hitler in the destruction of the Ukrainian people. And so these same fascists, racists, those that hate black, brown, red, yellow, and poor working class whites, and these hate poor working class white Jews as well. These are true fascists. These individuals were used to snipe and kill not only protesters in the street, but also snipe and kill police and government people. See, the media did not share that with you and me. They do not want to be the voice of Yahushua and shed light on this situation. They do not want to operate in that sacred divine feminine voice and then use that sacred divine feminine voice to shed light. The media is supposed to tell the people the truth. The media is supposed to tap into that sacred divine feminine and be the voice of truth and shed light on current events, current affairs. But we see that they have sold out, the mainstream media has sold out to the House of Rothschild, the Oppenheimers, so on and so forth. So these fascists were used to snipe both sides, and then the media and Nuland and the state, United States ambassador in Ukraine, and the European Union and the International Monetary Fund, and all of them blamed the Yanukovych government so they could justify this coup. And these very fascists, haters of poor working class black, brown, red, yellow, and white, and haters of poor working class Caucasian Jews as well, are in the government that is supported now, the new government, the coup government, that is supported by the Obama administration. What an interesting turn of events to have a black man and his administration, full of so-called progressive black, brown, red, yellow, and white, to be in league with Republicans like McCain and I think Lindsey and others who went to the Ukraine to give support to fascists and now raise fascists into the new government of the Ukraine. And so all of this has fostered a reality that has inspired the Crimean people of Crimea to split from the Ukraine and join Russia. They had a referendum, a vote, and decided to split from all of that fascist activity and rejoin Russia. All of this is so interesting. And so you had Putin give a speech and see, sisters and brothers, we are attempting to shed light on politics, shed light on current events and current affairs. Putin, are we saying he's totally righteous? No. Are we saying that he is not corrupt? No. Are we saying that Russia is not corrupt? No. But when you check Russia and when you check out Putin, see, Russia and Putin are proving that America is a hypocrite. See, Putin talked about in his speech how America has gone all over and invaded countries, overthrown governments, manipulated people, used the United Nations to manipulate people and administer coups and overthrow governments. Just look at Iraq. Look at Afghanistan. Look at Pakistan. Look at Libya. And look right now at Syria. And look at Sudan. And look at Darfur. And look at Somalia. America and the West all over, using their military, using their CIA, using their special operations forces to kill and destroy. And so Russia said, look, y'all are doing all of that. We, Russia, are going to get Crimea back, because Crimea was given over to Ukraine as a gift to Ukraine, I believe, by Khrushchev in the 60s. And so you have leadership manipulating people and using people and controlling people. People don't have a say. And so Russia only got back what was lost or given away in the 60s. And so with America overthrowing governments, administering coups, killing leaders, can Russia just peacefully get back Crimea? See, Russia is showing that America and the Republican and Democratic parties are nothing but hypocrites. They can go all over and do what they want to do, and they want to cry wolf and cry foul when someone else does something just a minuscule compared to what America and the European Union and NATO and the House of Rothschild do. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.